This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both piped natural gas PNG and liquefied petroleum gas LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. In a notification, the ministry said any person having a PNG connection will not be allowed to retain a domestic LPG connection or take refills of LPG cylinders from government oil companies or their authorized distributors. The order further states that individuals who already have a PNG connection will also not be permitted to obtain a new LPG connection in the future. Oil marketing companies have also been instructed not to issue new LPG connections or provide refills to consumers who already have access to piped natural gas. The Election Commission will announce the schedule of the upcoming assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory at 4 p.m. today. Assembly polls are to be held in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry. The term of the 294-member Legislative Assembly of West Bengal ends on 7th May. The term of the 126-member Legislative Assembly of Assam ends on 20th May. And the term of the 140-member Kerala Assembly expires on 23rd May, while the term of the 234-member Assembly in Tamil Nadu ends on 10th May, and in Puducherry, the term of the 30-member Assembly expires on 15th June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with state and union territory level winners of My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 beginning today. This initiative encourages the youth to discuss the union budget and share their perspectives on building a Vikasit Bharat or developed India, a report.
My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 focuses on engaging young minds or Yuva Shakti in participatory governance and economic planning. The move is also aimed at strengthening the role of Amrit Pidhi or young generation in shaping policy and contributing to an Atmanirbhar Vikasit Bharat by 2047. The My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 received a massive response with over 12 lakh young participants and 47,000 essays submitted. In this contest, My Bharat Budget Quest 2026, organized on My Bharat platform, has emerged as a unique initiative that brings the union budget closer to the youth of the country, enabling them to understand its priorities, reflects on its vision, and actively contributes idea for India's development journey. Adil Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Central Board of Secondary Education has cancelled the Class 12 examinations scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month in the West Asian region. The board also said that examinations dated from the 1st to the 9th of this month, which were earlier postponed, shall also stand cancelled. It added that the mode of results declaration for Class 12 candidates in the West Asian region will be notified separately in due course. Tensions in the Gulf region have escalated after Iran accused the United Arab Emirates of allowing its territory to be used for missile strikes against Iranian positions. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has alleged that overnight attacks on Kharg Island and Abu Musa were launched from HIMARS rocket systems stationed in Ras Al Khaimah and near Dubai. The accusation comes as the confrontation between Iran and the United States-Israel coalition continues to widen, raising fears of further instability across the Gulf. Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters issued a warning to the residents in the UAE, urging them to evacuate areas near key ports, including Jebel Ali Khalifa Port and the port of Fujairah. Iran claimed these facilities linked to American military assets could be targeted in potential retaliation. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Punjab for today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.